entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Gosh, what's going on? It's cold and it's raining in LA. I don't know. Do I like that or not? 2 days ago, I was done with heat, but today is cold. Oh my gosh. No, I don't like cold. Anyway, we have a lot of people in a studio and I need to tell them no pictures from this site. I'll tell the rules. There are rules in my studio. Not I don't make them. But we need to behave certain ways here. Anyway, this Monday show will be very, very exciting for me, for sure. I have a great singer in the studio. Her voice is just great. And in a way, I got her MP3 today that I just found out today how great she is. And I was very, very happy to know that she sings well. Okay, what is your name? Closer to microphone. Very close to microphone, please, sweetie. One second. What is your name?
Emiko.
Listen to this below alto. Emiko, we like that. We girls who talk low. Great. You know, you're from LA?
No, I just moved here in April.
From where?
New York.
Woo! Good move, I think. When it comes to singing, I think LA is the place to be.
Yes, very much so.
Until you're an actor, then you are like, where to be? I don't know. Then when you say your name again, because it's a very cool name, I think it's very catchy, easy to remember.
Thank you.
Then we want to know, how did you decide to call yourself this way?
I didn't. It was given to me against my will. By my parents.
Against your will? No, you had no will when they gave you the name.
Right.
Oh, okay. No, then all of us have no. But you like your name.
I do now.
A good mommy and daddy, you knew what you were doing.
Yes.
Okay, then, and obvious, you are a great singer. We'll be listening to two of your songs. When did you start singing? Typical question.
Yeah, I grew up in music, so I started singing. Oh, I don't know. I must have been about seven or eight. Oh,
but now you are pretty serious about this.
I'm serious enough to pay my rent with it. So I think that's pretty serious.
Honey, you made it already. If you can pay your house, you made it in this business. And welcome to LA. This is the cool place in the world. Remember, everybody can make it and get bankrupt here. And then again, make it and get bankrupt there. And I think that's okay, because so many artists really understand this journey of building yourself up and looking for something else, dreaming forever. Are you a dreamer?
I think so.
You are. What nationality you are? Your roots?
Oh.
That's very interesting. Your face is really unusual. Okay, this is Accent On. We are talking about people. All with accents of different roots, and I have funky accent, and I have my own show, and everybody who is here, they're from different part of the world, too. Then your mommy and daddy, they were from?
My mom is Japanese.
I see that.
And my father's Jewish.
Whoa, that's a very unusual mix.
Yes, it is.
Do they love each other still?
Sure.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that's so cute. I love you, Emiko. That's so cute. And mommy, then you were born, of course, here. And,
yes.
And are you one?
Yes.
Oh, and now you left them. They're in New York?
They're in Washington, D.C., but yeah, on the East Coast.
You just left them. Okay, now you're in L.A. What do you think will be the biggest success story outside of being on L.A. Talk Radio? Accent On with host Ilona Europa, and in 50 minutes on another side of the studio on Accent On TV, the best of Poland, Europe, and the rest of the world, Japan and Jewish connections, plus LA singer. That sounds so, so good. Obvious, you're the biggest success is hopefully you are here right now, but from this moment on, can only go higher. What would be the next dream?
The next level of success after this
radio
show,
thank you so much,
is to be so big that the paparazzi is going through my garbage.
Are you sure you want that?
Yes. My garbage is very interesting.
Paparazzis, listen. Oh, we have few. You don't know who is in the house today. We have a really, really very unusual photographer, and he is a high class, high society photographer. Albert, is it time to introduce you? Come on, Albert, to the microphone.
Hello.
Hello. You have an accent. Can you tell us your both names?
Sure. My name is Albert Pastel.
That's, you know, Pastel is a little Frenchy, but you are really not French.
It is a little Frenchy. How did you know?
Because it's Pastel. Ah. You know, I am an educated woman. Albert Pastel. That's very something very, very literature. You could be a writer or your parents or somebody. Who are you?
Who am I? I am a professional photographer.
You are professional. Name of your business.
It's a funny name. It's called Albert Pastel Photography.
Woohoo! We went 360. Whoa! Okay, he pitched himself three times. But again, I went to your website. That was a very cool story. Last week we had a wonderful guest, Sheila Fain, and she's my friend. And like I said, I was coaching her three daughters singing. Then they are both actors. The third one is still singing. And then I got a message from you saying, oh, my. Yeah, I would love to meet you and, you know, introduce yourself to me. And I thought, okay, come on over, because I just love people who know my friends, and seems like this will be working out well for all of us, because I know you are a great cook also.
It's a small secret. Now everybody knows.
Your wife is the lucky one.
I think so. But we're both lucky that she puts up with my food.
Oh, she's not vegetarian?
No.
Okay, and you were mentioning something, because I know when people go to your website, again, you can tell us your name of your website.
The name of the website is, cleverly enough, albertpastel.com.
Good.
And they can visit it, and there's many places to go and things to see, and they can always ask
questions.
Beautiful
pictures, beautiful,
beautiful,
beautiful, very high, clever, elegant, dreamy. I love the urban style. I love the romantic style. You got a lot of styles about you.
Thank you. I try to adapt to a situation.
Of course. And then you like to travel?
I love to travel. Most of my weddings are here, and a lot of them are out of the country.
I know. And a few pictures on your website are really crazy, crazy good. And I'm hoping that when you will come one day to our second show on camera, then you will bring some nice I call this posters, because they will be big pictures, probably.
A couple of samples, it would be my pleasure.
I would love that. People need to see it outside, of course, when they go to your website, which your website name is?
It is albertpastel.com.
I think we gave you a very good pitch. And you are originally from?
From Ukraine, originally.
I just love your accent.
Born and raised.
I just love it. My daddy was born at Ukraine, and I have this warm spot in my heart. I spent so many vacations there. And
beautiful place.
And a beautiful people. Wonderful, wonderful. My daddy was cooking all my life, and he practically... Yeah, he spoiled us to death with my sister and my mom, too. You know, we just loved everything.
It's a lot of good memories.
Yeah, and the garlic.
Oh, don't get me started with garlic.
Holidays are coming, and we'll be doing all galupchiki.
And
borscht.
And the meatballs and the borscht. And
we have also Jewish people in our place, which you are.
Everybody's welcome.
Everybody's welcome. And
she's only half
you
Jewish.
Probably, Emika, you probably know very well... little bit of Jewish food, which is similar to Russia food in a way.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, then, okay, who was cooking in your home?
Mostly my mother and my grandmother.
Mommy and grandma. Oh, yeah. Then more Japanese.
My grandmother, my father's mother. So I had a lot of Jewish cooking and equal Japanese cooking.
I just want to be a sister now. Okay.
We can all come over one day.
Oh, absolutely.
We will. What do you mean we will?
I really need to be adopted by some family. I have nobody except me and my daughter.
It is not too late.
Thank you so, so much. Okay. I have more people in my studio. Okay, I don't even know because I'm jumping from one to another. But maybe I will start from sound from the past, and it's just beautiful memory. Carlos Costa.
Yes.
Okay, go closer to microphone.
Like this? Here
Do
we
you
go.
Remember me?
Yes.
18 years ago.
Was it that long ago?
I really think it was 18 years.
It was quite a while ago.
You know that you were one of the first gentlemen that after I moved from Poland and obviously was living like 3 or 4 years in America with my husband, then husband, you were my first step into trying to sing again in America. I had horrible accent. I am known in my country, that's for sure. Then I had my ego. Hey, Emika, you know what I'm saying? Apropos, the photographers going through your junk. No, they didn't do through mine, but there wasn't this time many years ago. But fact is, I was known, and when I moved to America, nobody cared. Like, I love this about America. You need to prove yourself over again. But for me, finding anybody who could put even little time into something that I was hoping maybe one day will be tiny reality, any reality, that's English. It was really, really tough. And Carlos, I have somewhere CD because there was a period of my time that I was loving to write little Spanish sounds, little Spanish music. That was the moment many, many years ago. And for whatever reason, I don't remember how we met. Do you remember how we met? I have no idea how we met.
Yes, it was. I was teaching at a music school right down the street from your house.
Oh my gosh, house! I had seven of them. You know
where you were living. It was in Agoura Hills at the time.
Agoura Hills at the time. Oh my gosh! And then I knew that somebody told me that you're a musician. You have your studio. I remember my ex-husband hating me because we needed to drive far away to your studio. But you gave me the time of your day, and we recorded one song, which I know I have still this song. I never really re-recorded this one. It's still waiting for the prime time, and I will do it because I have like 7 or 8 songs with flamenco guitars or something, just gorgeous. And this one, I think, was called Second Time Around. How appropriate. And now I have you back in the studio after so many years, and I know what is the bestest of it that you are doing so well, and you own your own school. You need to tell us something about
I've since moved on from teaching at a school to being the executive director and owner of my own music school, and it's here in the valley in Van Nuys, Lake Balboa, right around there.
You don't know that I would be maybe your competition in Agoura. That's my dream. And we'll talk a little bit more because I think in a funky way you brought this beautiful, wonderful singer. And like I said, she is really good. We'll be playing her music right now. I still don't know perfectly the connection because you are a producer also. You know. And how did you both met?
We met through a mutual friend who is a drummer, great guy that I play with, and she was friends with. And at our school, we were expanding the business. We were trying to move into a lot of different areas. And he recommended Emiko, and we started talking one day, and then we started talking the next day, and the next day, and we ended up talking pretty much every day. And now she's the, I don't know, what's your title
at MoMA? It's a long one. Director of Marketing and Program Development.
Yes, all of that. That's what she does.
Okay, she has a brain, people. She not only is a great singer, she's a smart cookie. Oh, I love you, Miko. I want to have your brain. I need a...
I can rent it out to you.
I think so. It seems like you're a very friendly girl. You know what? We'll come back. The songs that I got from Emiko.
Yes.
You have any contact? Did you do something on it? Or she recorded
No, those were recorded before we started working
in
together.
In New York? Where did you record it?
One was recorded in New York and one was recorded here. But the connection with the song, I think I sent you Call to Arms.
Yes, you called me that and you called me Freeze.
Freeze Frame.
Freeze Frame.
Right. So Call to Arms, we were looking for a soundstage to do the music video for.
Okay.
And it was just around the time that Carlos and I had started talking about expanding the music school and the business. And I said, oh, huh, he's got this huge performance space that my director actually went to go see. I think he saw it before. Yeah, he said,
oh my
right
gosh, I have everybody who is very important for the school. And we are looking for space to do a lot of films also, because then we'll have another guest. We'll be talking soon to my Polish-American friend, Mark Maas. We'll come back. And it's so funny because we spent so long time in a place before we go to studio that you are looking for the good place that you can really present films, short films, and just make the place their own home. Because for right now, just tell all of us who you are, what are you doing.
So my name is Mark Maas. Most of the friends know me as Mariusz Mościcki, but under Markus, I create some funny, satirical, you know, comedic tunes as well. Like, for example, Letter to Justin Bieber.
I cannot wait to know what you are talking about.
The lyrics is just a little bit I can tell you about it. It's about guy who is a big fan of Justin Bieber,
okay,
but he has a constructive opinion how to make his music better.
Better,
yes.
Like, I love it.
He's singing about, you know, hey, you should hire me as a videographer so your music videos will be better, stuff like this. But everything is no negative, but everything can be better.
I like that, you know, because it's so easy to like say bad things. I love Justin Bieber. I think this guy has great voice, and my gosh, so many years growing in this business. It's hard for young gentlemen, but he's a great artist, but he can do better. I cannot wait, Mark, you know, the Mark side of Mark that is a musician and songwriter. That's what we talk about. You have also another side about you, which is completely film oriented.
Yeah, so let me start from the beginning. My degree is actually film production. So anything around is, you know, music and film and everything around it. So basically, yes, I'm looking for a nice space for screenings because I manage three film festivals here in Los Angeles.
Everybody clap. Perfect. Carlos Costa and directors, whoever is here. How many seats you have in a place that we can fill with the film festival that we bring to your place tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
We can actually, in our performance space that we have a big screen for filming, for screenings.
Okay. But first, and I want 20% of everything what you guys do. Because am I okay, Emiko? 20, 15, how much I supposed to ask? If I bring business to your bill. Percentage.
Oh.
I'm trying to be businesswoman.
20.
Thank you. She said 22.
20 net, 15 gross.
20. Okay, that's too complicated. But you tell me that later. Okay. But I like what she says. This sounds good. Okay, guys, I am so about mixing, matching everybody's. We have so many good friendships. Everybody has friends. But this is maybe, tell us more. Maybe that's something perfect for us to know each other better and do some cool business together. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. How many people? Sorry.
We can seat about 150.
Oh, my gosh. That's perfect size for you. Yes, Mark?
Yes, it is.
Okay, yeah, Mark. Yeah. Three festivals. You are really running three film festivals in L.A.
That's correct.
Tell us about them.
So the first one is the Hollywood Short Film Festival. It's going to be in January, just 1 week before Sundance. The second one is Los Angeles Short Film Festival. It's going to be in March, a few days before something big. I don't remember right now. But the third one is in May, which I'm always trying to do with... this one is the biggest one. It's 4 years right now we're doing this. Many films coming from everywhere, literally.
Okay, Carlos, how far is Van? We know it's Van Nuys, but for people who maybe don't know well, yes, we are in Sherman Oaks right now. Then most of festival screenings are happening on which theater here?
People like here on this mm-hmm. side of mm-hmm. the valley.
Yeah.
I know that we screen a few in one on the Ventura, very close here. It's
okay.
I don't remember this one, but I know the Sherry Theater in North Hollywood. That's for sure.
How far away is North Hollywood from Van Nuys?
From Van Nuys, let's say maybe 7-8 miles.
Yeah, probably.
How much?
7 or 8 miles.
Oh my gosh, people! Possibly. This not is like far. Meant to be. 150 people. Okay, Mark, yeah. Do you think is this something that you would like to see?
Of course.
Wow! When is your next the most important event that you are like, where I can have this place? I need to do when?
January.
Oh, gosh, that's perfect. Okay, then we'll be talking about another things. Obvious, you can do when it comes to our Albert and gorgeous place. You can have your own weddings there filmed because it seems like videos can be taped there.
We yes? do videos there. Yes.
Come on, he's doing videos there. This is so. I don't know how to pitch your place better, but you need to tell us street, name of the school, and then we'll talk. Because you probably need from time to time, Albert, some great place to bring your cameras and bring young people. And he can maybe do some backups. How we call this? The drops? Green
the
screens?
Backgrounds.
Do you have green screens?
We have access to a green screen. We actually were filming a music video yesterday, and we had a full green screen set.
Oh, we just found out that it costs $25 a day to rent a green screen. And, you know, this is like, again, I love this everything. And then, you know what I'm saying? Maybe this is some cool place.
Oh, absolutely. We need to definitely always looking for new locations.
Especially when it's so much creativity going on between all of us. Oh, my gosh. Okay. And then, in a cool way, you don't remember Carlos, my daughter Natasha. She was like tiny.
She was very little, I remember.
She finished as USC and wow. music business, and now she's into movie productions, and she's looking for to start working in a movie production. Yesterday, she just got awarded number one for her movie or film or video, music video in Miami. They just got first place. Then, you know, I don't know, it's the most beautiful place that is on Sherman Oaks. It's called LA Talk Radio, Accent On. With host Ilona Europa, because we are bringing the coolest people ever to the studio. Then we have in the studio also Marek Bacik. Marek.
Yes.
I know that you are... okay, Mareczku, you need to go close to the microphone.
That's
I know.
All right, that's all right. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Marek Bacik.
I got two microphones now. Whoa!
Yeah.
Okay, we need to tone him down.
Gotcha.
He wants to always steal the show. He wants to be comedian, a singer. But really, he is a wonderful friend of mine. And because of Marek, another show on another side that is called Accent On TV.
Right.
The best of Poland and Europe and the rest of the world is taped from 7 till 8, and only few shows are chosen for from LA Talk Radio to be taped on a camera, and we are one of them. Then everybody please switch after this show. We are switching to video channel, and then you can see Emika. She's gorgeous. Ilona Europa.
Have Jews and have Japanese.
We have Japanese, yeah. Jewish people, Ukrainian, Polish people. Carlos, you're
Cuban.
Oh, I love you. You are Cuban. The best friend, Vivian, is from Cuba, or parents from Cuba. This is like the hottest music scene, and just beautiful people. And then we have one more gentleman that we need to also introduce in a studio. We are very, very busy, but okay. It's another gentleman that is very important in school. We would love to know your name.
My name is Chris Cairns.
Hi, Chris. Chris Cairns. What is your position in the school?
I am not actually working in the school. I shot the music video for Emiko, Call to Arms. I'm the music video director.
Okay. Ooh. I'm so sorry.
Shot it in his facility.
Oh. Okay, then you are music director for the video.
Yeah, the film director.
Which we have people calling us. Who is calling us? That would be crazy. Probably a mistake, but hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, is this Sheena?
Sheena is in next room that you need to please change to probably channel 2. This is channel 1 on LA Talk Radio, okay? But thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Of course. Sheena Metal, she's one of the hottest hosts on this radio station. But yeah.
Do you have the number?
Oh, I wish. Have the number. I love you, but I'm on the air, and no, I do not.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Nice to meet you. No problem.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, then again, you are a director for live radio. You must love this situation. I just love it when things like that happen. Chris, you are the video director, music video director. What was the idea behind the video?
Well, this is the third music video that I've done for Emiko. And in each of the previous music videos we did, they've all been narrative. So they do have a storyline with performance sequences interleaved within the video. I usually take her grand scale idea, where she's got a whole bunch of ideas, but no dots connecting or no connecting points between the dots. So it's
my
job.
Do you like what he said? He said you have no dots connected to your idea.
Well,
I need to be your advocate. I think you have them. I think you have them, but you probably
do
better.
I'm very fond of her dots.
Good!
Don't get me wrong there. But.
Okay, I understand.
But
I'm joking,
I connect those dots.
Of course.
And I create the continual story, start to finish. So Call to Arms was really an epic proportion video for both of us because the other two were kind of sort of just, they just organically occurred, whereas this one had a lot of pre-planning, a lot of pre-production. And the really neat thing was that I had this idea of incorporating a gesture similar to the put a ring on it, you know, ring on the finger with Beyonce. Okay. I wanted something similar to that that could possibly go viral. And Emiko goes into a dance studio and not only learns a gesture, but comes back with a complete choreographed routine, which we inserted into the bridge section of the song.
Gosh, we need to play this one right now.
I think you should.
Emiko, is this premiere in LA or not? Or somebody else played already this song, which I would hate it.
Well, it's good news and bad news.
Okay.
So the good news is the song has been on FM radio for quite a while. It's charted number 1 to 8 and 30, I think.
Okay, everybody applause.
Well, thank you.
But after this show, we'll stay for another 20 weeks.
This is the coolest show that it's ever been on.
I love you, Mika.
You're
my friend.
It's true.
I'm so, so happy. I just love my guests, and I'm picking them like really finger by finger. And I love everybody who is here for whatever reason. Let's listen to Emiko's gorgeous voice and great song.
You wanna to set the world
my gosh. I am your biggest fan. I love it. I love it. Great song. Great voice. So good. And you write?
Yes, I wrote
both
that.
Lyrics and?
And music, yeah.
Wow. I just love you.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, my gosh. L.A., look at we discover. Oh, she's already discovered. But we... Accent on Discover Her one more time. She's amazing. We'll be playing your music all over. And anytime when you want to bring something else and talk about something else, with Carlos, without Carlos, with Chris, or without Chris, with, of course, Mr. Mark, who will be having our film screening for his three festivals in a place which is called, school place name is called?
White Oak Music and Arts.
Oh, my gosh. And then we'll be having, of course,
White Oak.
White Oak. And I cannot wait to do something in your school, too, because, like I said, I'm developing a lot of great artists, too, with full albums, and they do good radio stuff already, too. But they're young. They're young, from 12 till, like, 18, 20 years old. I have 10 of them right now, but the three are amazing, just amazing. Then we'll be talking about it, too. Gosh!
Yeah.
Can I be a little competitive? This is English? Competitive?
It's your own language.
Thank you. I didn't use word bestestes. Which, bestestes. I really thought this is the word, but now competitive. I'm just learning more and more great English. Hey. I love it. Thank you. But anyway, I'm a singer-songwriter, Emiko, because you are so good and you now need to love me back. You got no choice. Then I need to play something of mine, which I will fade out. But that's what I do anyway on my radio show. That's what is good to have your own show. It's my radio. Nobody can say don't play your own music. But yeah, I think we are two powerful girls, and I love this energy about us. Okay, my motto in life, which I don't like really this motto, but happened, easy come, easy go. How sad, but really that's what's happening in my life. Easy came, easy went.
I believe I didn't mean to hurt you when I said maybe you are not so right about the other day. I believe we've reached the point of no return this time. Anyway, I believe you didn't mean to hurt me when you said sometimes love's a game we play.
Anyway,
is it gone?
Oh, people trust me. I'm stronger every day. That's my motto. Not easy come, easy go. I'm stronger. That's what I want to tell you, Emika. You are really, really good, and you need to be strong. I don't know. It seems like you are a strong girl. And probably, tell me, are you strong?
And Chris, if I'm strong.
No, we just want to know we're moving.
No, so. tell me how.
I know. It's a big
tough
couch to move.
So, what are you talking about? Marek, what do you mean?
We just want to find out if she's strong because we're moving next week. So.
Oh, where are you? Okay. You need somebody.
You need someone to haul your stuff.
Yeah,
I can do that.
Emika.
Yeah, there you go.
That's the difference between woman and man. They never understand what we are talking about.
No, I do. I got boobs.
Okay, everybody knows that Marek really wants to be a comedian. And I think Marek and Mark, they will be just amazing friends because they have this twisted little funky humor. Right. But we are talking about different strengths that women need to have
to
fight with people
me.
Like you who they don't get it. They will never get us. Are you strong for yourself?
I think I am. More so now than I was before.
Okay. But that's beautiful because this show is really about life stories. And like I say, my last 3 years were hell. I just cannot even explain. Hell. But to go through hell, you need to have inner strength and you need to have friends. Then my friends really got me through so much. But then they're bored with my troubles, and I need to take care of myself, which means the strength comes to
right.
the place you need to really do on your own.
Yeah.
Because people can only help in certain time of your life, and they have their own trouble. Okay,
sure.
Then you are you moved from New York. How many months ago?
I moved here in April.
In April, that's like 5 months right now.
Yeah.
Yes, six. Do you feel like in home here?
I do. I was actually saying to Chris the other day, we were on a production, and I said, you know, I'd forgotten what happy feels like.
Oh, I love you.
And
that's so good. That's beautiful.
And I got here, and I thought, why didn't I move here sooner? And
no.
It was just, it wasn't meant to happen
no.
sooner.
Yes,
it happened
right.
now.
Yes, that is.
So.
That must be reason. Must be
yeah.
reason why you are here right now.
Yeah.
And what is the next things before we play your song? Which is called Freeze Frame.
Yeah.
What do you want to freeze in your frame?
Freeze Frame is about that special moment when you're getting to know somebody, and it's just, I think everybody has that in human relationships where they just look at that person and they say, stop. I want to just freeze time right now, just this one tiny little moment.
I wish I could do
that. And just too. Hold on to that.
Do we all agree that we would love to hold on to memories
sometimes? Are you dancing
sometimes?
Over there?
Well, you said stop, hammer time.
That's right. Stop, hammer time. Can't touch this. Do, 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 do.
He's like from 70s or 80s.
Yeah,
do we need to get rid of him or something? We are talking about framing.
You probably weren't even alive.
I was. I did
no,
that. I
no,
did
no,
hammer.
Let's make him feel like he's
hammer
old. No, we don't remember.
No, we don't remember.
What are you talking about?
I have no
we were
idea,
not
actually.
Even born about things that you are talking about. But you're right. The moment in life, sometimes they're so precious and so you know they will go away maybe. And that's what petrifies me always. It's so not many moments in life that we are sure of.
Right.
And they can stay this way. Girl, you're my sister. Okay, I want to freeze this moment, guys and girls. We really have a beautiful 50 minutes together. I believe something good will happen because we all met, and we have 10 more minutes, which is still time to play great, great song of Emiko, and we love her. She's our girl forever right now.
Oh, thank you.
And then let's see what is the freeze frame about in this song, because obviously she wrote the whole song.
I co-wrote it.
Who is the another part?
So my producer and co-writer for this song was a very famous man named Tommy Farragher, who is a Grammy-nominated multi-platinum selling producer. He's best known for his work as the music producer for the Fox TV show Glee.
Oh, hello.
So I was very lucky to be... I've known him for quite a while, but I was very lucky to be working with him on that particular track, and he did a really wonderful job.
No, I don't know. If we will not know that, we'll love this song for sure. But now when we know...
You can love it
saying,
more.
For sure. Okay, we will be freezing a frame. Okay, here we go. Freestyle.
This is the place to be, right here, just you and me. When all the world has gone, doing it all day long. You are the one I want, without a second thought. I'd give you everything if you would just give me your heart. Stop the world, fall into me, let's get crazy. Cause boy, love's greater, and I can't find anything wrong in that. Oh, I barely know your name, I want you just the same. Oh, you don't wanna play the game, caught in a freeze frame. They say that boy meets girl, that's how the story goes. They fall madly in love, the rest everybody knows. But we won't be like that, that's not the way we roll. It's capturing your hearts like demons.
Congratulations. What a voice. Great voice. Powerful singer-songwriter. Star is born, and we are really proud to have you and know you and become your friend. That's so beautiful.
Thank you, and likewise.
Emiko, how to spell your name? Where to find you?
E-M-I-K-O. And you can find me at emikomusic.com. So E-M-I-K-O-music.com. Or if you Google Emiko Music, all that comes up is just me.
Lovely.
So
that's what we'll do. Now, Carlos Costa, please, yeah. If you can tell us right one more time, name of your school.
Name of the school is White Oak Music and Arts on Sherman Way and White Oak in Van Nuys, Lake Balboa area.
And you will be back, yes, with another probably great artist or somebody.
Of course,
you
I'll bring Emiko back.
And oh, she's like, she lives right now here. This is like, she's the it for me. And thank you for introducing her to us. And obviously, in 15 minutes, please, everybody, whoever wants to see Emiko, us, and all of my guests, just switch to video channel. We'll be there, and then forever for downloads on YouTube, and we'll be on iTunes, for Stitchers, LA Talk Radio. We are everywhere, everywhere available. Next, our beautiful guest, a wonderful guest, the director of your video, music video. Chris, your name. Where, how we can get in touch with you if somebody wants video to be made?
Yeah, my name is Chris Cairns. Last name is Cairns. And my production company is known as Corp Films. So it can be found at corpfilms.com.
Thank you. And, of course, Mr. Albert. Again, photographer, genius to the stars, and very, very classy, very wonderful photographs I saw. Website is amazing. What is your website?
The website is albertpastel.com. That's albertpostel.com.
Lovely. And our wonderful Polish-American, big, big star with great education from one of the best school in Europe, Łódź.
That's
and
correct.
Polański came from there. Then big, very big people here. You have so many awards. I post all of them on Facebook, on Accent On and Accent On TV. Then everybody who wants to just know more about you, I post all also information how to get to you. But if people, like right now, they want to find out who you are, how to maybe work with you, or how to submit another short or long film, where they can find you?
You know, the best way is, because I have like 9 different websites.
Gosh.
Just go to Facebook, yes. Find me, because my name is very short. It's Mark Moss. So MarkMoss, and friend me there.
Wonderful. And all of the links from all of our guests are on Facebook, Accent On and Accent On TV, The Best of Poland in Europe. And before, yes?
I didn't give you my website.
Oh, come on. I have your Facebook. I put a link.
Oh,
for
you
your
did?
Facebook.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Do you have something
we do
different?
Have a website also. It's just,
yes, please.
It's, I followed your lead. Yes. It's whiteoakmusicandarts.com.
Good for you. Again, before I will say bye-bye to the show, because I feel like I'm in family. And again, Carlos Costa knew my daughter when she was maybe 4 or 5 years old. Now she's a singer-songwriter, and she produces films also. But a little bit of her voice, especially for you, Carlos, because we all will be working on something very, very special. Then this song, Natasha Mira, that's her name, stage name. She has few of them. The Way We Are. The Way. Love Me The Way You Are. Kid Genius, USC. Everybody's USC students created the school song. I love you, people. Till next week.
That one day I had to be brave, shelter my heart that I couldn't save. I've tried, but I've lost all my control. In the shadows, the fear that runs through my veins takes over my mind and I go insane. I've tried, but somehow I can't let go. You say you love me, but then you leave me, and in the end you take it all away. How can you love me if you could leave me? And in the end there's nothing left to say. Tell me that you love me the way I am. Tell me I wasn't a pawn in your greater plan. I can't act like it was a surprise, cause I saw the light dim in your eyes. Leave me, oh, love me the way I am.
The way I am, the way I am.
Love me the way I am.
The way I am, the way I am. Come and love me the way I am. I told you that one day you'd have to be brave, shelter your heart that I couldn't save. You tried, but somehow still can't let go. Takes over your mind and drives you insane. You try, but somehow still lost control. Yeah.
said you loved me, but then you left me, and you took it all away. How could you love me if you could leave me? If in the end there's nothing left to say, tell me that you love me the way I am. Tell me I wasn't a pawn in your
grave. You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa. Right here on LA Talk Radio.